Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And I would recommend poking the top of this podcast with a spoon to let some of the steam out because it's so hot. Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast.
Ed Gamble there, talking into a microphone. My name is James Acaster.
Yes, that's right. I talk into the microphone. That is the bare minimum of what I do. This is the Off Menu Podcast. It's a food podcast where we ask a special guest
their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink.
Yes.
And this week's guest is...
a Panananchela. Thank you, got in there first. She is a wonderful comedian, writer, actor. She's a triple threat.
So good. We're so lucky to have her on the podcast. We're very excited. However, if she does say a secret ingredient, which is an ingredient we do not like, we'll be forced to chuck Aparna out of the Dream Restaurant.
She will be out of here. And the secret ingredient this week is...
mead.
Mead. Ah. 'Tis many an evening I have been heavy with mead.
Yep. Ed's been speaking like this a lot. We've been playing a card game in the evenings that Benito brought with him to LA, which is where we are right now. We're in Los Angeles.
We're in Los Angeles and we've been
America.
Playing a medieval card game in the evenings.
Yep, called Love Letters, and we've been playing that. And when we play Love Letters, which is when you're trying to get a love letter to the princess, Ed keeps putting on a voice of a noble knight, I guess, from medieval times, and he says about being heavy with mead, and I'm so sick of it, I've made it the secret ingredient.
After a long day on the battlefield, one must crack the breastplate, loosen the straps, and become heavy with mead.
It's really disturbing how easily it rolls off the tongue with him. He's not prepared any of this. He just immediately speaks like a knight. Doesn't have to think about it.
Sire, let your chainmail drop to the floor. Tonight.
Yeah. He's laughing at himself now. Just really laughing about it. You try it at home. Try and get through a whole sentence and just speak like a knight and see how difficult it actually is. And then be really amazed at how easily it comes to him every time. You okay there, buddy?
Yeah. Madam, your bosom is heaving.
Okay, well.
Meet me in the barn for a roll in the hay. My squire will wait outside and make sure Doth Lady does not catch us.
See, imagine that for a week. Imagine this for a whole week.
I know your corset befuddles you, but one slip of the sword, the whole thing will pop off.
I mean, I guess I've been pretending to be a genie for a long time. He needs a thing. He's now being a knight.
Aye.
Maybe it will become a regular part of the podcast. We'll see.
This is the off-menu feast of Aparna Nancherla. Welcome, Aparna, to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Welcome, Aparna Nagella, to the Dream Restaurant.
Wow. It's so nice to be here.
Would you like an amuse-bouche?
Yes. What are we having tonight?
Oh,
see, this is what... It's a new addition to the format that James gives an amuse-bouche to the guests, but he always tries to think of it on the hoof, and he's clearly...
Fondue cheese.
Okay.
Ooh,
no dips. just the dip.
Just the dip.
Just the melted cheese.
No things to put in it.
Yeah. Mm, no, okay. Whatever they're called. Candidates.
Candidates?
Candidates.
No,
they're... Crudités.
You've got politics.
Did you really think they were called... Yeah.
Like they were candidate to be dipped? I don't know. I don't know why I said that. I panicked.
I like candidate. It makes it sound like you're accomplishing important work.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're not going to select all of them to dip.
Right.
You've got... But they all need to make their cases to
exactly,
be used as
yeah.
the dipping thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you usually dip in? Cheese, bread, vegetables...
Ham?
Meats?
Yeah, meats maybe. The fondue is great. I mean, I love fondue. I went to Switzerland once, and in the hotel they had fondue night. But you start with the cheese fondue.
Yeah.
Then it was the meat fondue, which is just like hot oil, and you
That's
dip
right.
raw meat
That's
in there.
Right.
Yeah. And then chocolate fondue for dessert.
Hello. That's when I arrive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's when I wake up.
Yeah. It was actually too much fondue.
It was?
Yeah. I think after the cheese fondue, I was like, I'd like something solid now.
Right. It's so rich.
Yeah.
We're not built for richness, too much of it.
No.
Do you think it's a class thing?
Yeah, maybe it is. What class would you say you are, Ed?
Middle class.
You can handle some richness, though.
Yeah, I can handle some richness. Oh, it depends on how we divide in the classes within the classes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, that's
so you're saying upper middle class?
Yeah, I guess so. That's
yeah, the probably thing, then.
Yeah, but I think you? I am I too upper middle.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
And don't get me wrong, I'm completely ashamed of it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's part of our identity.
Exactly, yeah.
But he carries his shame with pride.
Oh, right, okay. I carry my shame with pride. Yeah. I'm proud of my shame. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So because now we're talking about fondue and it's all I want to talk about.
Sorry, fine.
Now I'm quite excited about it. But, like, of those three fondues that Ed mentioned there, how many have you tried?
I think I've tried all three gone to a fondue restaurant.
Yeah.
And those are the three courses. But I'm a vegetarian, so I don't remember what I did for that course.
Did you put tofu in the...
Oh, maybe.
It's hard to skewer tofu, is it?
Yeah. No, you can skewer it. Firm. It just has to be firm.
Right, you have to get some firm tofu.
You're not skewering a silken tofu.
No.
That's a disaster. That's going to be slipping all over the plate. That's
going
to escape
you.
And then it just feels like you're eating a live animal at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You could dip something in silken tofu.
Yeah, the tofu itself could then be the fondue. Maybe we found the fourth fondue.
Also, vegan cheese would kind of like lend itself to being quite fondue-y.
Yeah, because it's very plasticky.
I think vegan cheese has really made a stronger case for itself lately.
It's a better candidate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It used to be really an underdog.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go anywhere near it.
And an underdog nobody was rooting for.
Yeah, not like the Jamaican bobsled team.
Right. No, exactly. I don't know what made it change its tune.
Sure. Well, suddenly they realize there's actually money in making good vegan stuff.
Right.
Like for a while it was like, who cares?
Who cares?
Have that, you stupid vegans. And now it's like, oh, actually.
Yeah.
We can really...
These vegans have got some money to throw around.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That must be what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know. In LA, do you have like late night, like healthy places? Because in the UK, I always think that it'd be a big gap in the market is like late night healthy food.
You can't think of... I feel like all the healthy places close at reasonable hours.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But who really wants healthy food past 10 p.m.?
Me.
Yeah, you're the one who goes to McDonald's and gets the bag of carrots, but it's literally just you.
I listened to that episode.
It is just you, I think.
I like carrots, but something about getting them in a little bag is very sad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't feel happy when I'm doing it.
Baby carrots in a little bag?
Yeah, in a little plastic bag. Like, even if you got something about a clear bag is inherently discouraging.
Yeah.
I saw them, and the babies as well, and there's like a few of them. It's like you found like an abandoned litter of kittens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know why. I feel the same way about the airport when like an apple is saran wrapped.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Why is it so sad?
That is never going to be a good apple.
No.
Individually sold apples in saran wrap are going to... I bought apples from like convenience stores before when they're like by themselves.
Yes.
You bite into them, it's like eating a snowball.
Yeah.
They just fall apart in your hands.
Saran wrap like cling film?
Cling film, yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was making sure that
it's called cling film.
Cling film.
Cling
that
film.
Sounds so much better.
Yeah. This is so clingy.
Yeah, it's clingy.
I got a sandwich once from a place in a little stall in Southwark Station, outside Southwark Tube Station, and he'd wrapped it in cling film, and I unwrapped it, and it was just like covered in so much oil. Like, you just got the sandwich. It was like a ham salad sandwich, and just dunked it in a vat of olive oil, and it was the most delicious sandwich ever.
That was really a twist at the end.
Yeah,
absolutely loved it. I was chomping it down, so excited about it. I thought I'm going to go to that place all the time.
Yeah.
And here's the real twist: It was never there again. That guy was never there selling sandwiches again. I've never seen him since.
That burnt down 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe
a ghost sandwich.
Is a ghost sandwich. That guy died in an oil fire.
Oh, no.
Everything was covered in oil.
It was tempting fate a little bit, I guess, that guy. It was so much dunking. It was literally like he'd just gone bloop.
Into a meat fondue,
Maybe into a meat fondue. Yeah, maybe. Oh, that'd be quite a nice sandwich to have. This has been dipped in fondue.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have French dip sandwiches?
Okay. Now, we don't really. It's more of a thing here, isn't it?
I mean, I don't even know I'm a vegetarian, but my boyfriend loves them. It's like a sandwich you dip in a sort of, like a fondue.
Yeah. In like meat juice, basically, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a place called Dip and Flip in Battersea that I think does French dip sandwich.
Dip and Flip.
Dip and Flip, yeah.
Do you like names like that, rhyming names?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a rhyming name and a pun name.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll necessarily get my business, but I'll see it on the street and I will nod at it.
Yeah.
Give it a nod. We always start off with still or sparkling on the podcast. Water, by the way. I normally say still or sparkling water. That time I nearly didn't.
Not fondue.
Yeah.
We're not offering you a fizzy fondue.
But if you want.
Fizzy, a carbonated fondue. I'm going to say sparkling water.
Lovely.
I've really gotten into seltzer. I don't know. Is there a difference between sparkling water and seltzer? I can't tell.
We weren't really that familiar with seltzer until this trip.
We're new to the world of seltzer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've gone hog wild for it and drunk quite a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I would say it's not as lively as sparkling water. Mm. I don't find it. It's not like, whoa, you know, this is fizzy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a party in your mouth. It's more of a gathering in your mouth.
Yeah.
A somber gathering.
Yeah. It's a wake.
Yeah.
It's a mouth wake.
Yeah. For an actual fizzy drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think seltzer really took off here because people are like, oh, it's like flavors, but no calories.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
But then I recently read an article that said it might be bad for your teeth.
Right, yeah.
I really felt betrayed.
But it's always going to be the case,
it's
right?
Always.
We've always got to accept now, anytime people say this is good for you, there's a catch.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's something hanging around the corner that's like, oh, actually, it's bad for your teeth, or, you know, it gives you some awful disease later down. Like Diet Coke is just always people always saying like, about Diet Coke actually being bad for you. It gives you all these awful diseases and you shouldn't drink it. But then they're glugging the full fat one.
I don't know, full fat just made me think of a regular Coke as like whole milk. Milk of Coke.
Like pools of oil on the top. Whenever I read anything like that, like Diet Coke's bad for you now, or seltzer's bad for you, or coffee's bad for you, I just think, I'll just start smoking again. If that's the way we're going to...
It's true.
Yeah.
I'll just get stuck into a lovely packet of cigarettes.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah. Why try?
You're right, it's all bad. Being alive is bad for you.
It always ends the same, and it's never good.
Ed, do you want to tell a part of my Diet Coke story?
Yes, James stopped drinking all caffeine a while ago.
Yes.
And then including Diet Coke, because that's got caffeine in it, of course.
Yes, yes.
And then after many years, he decided to start drinking Diet Coke again because he needed to wake himself up for something. Okay. And because it had been so long since he drank any Diet Coke or Coke, Diet Coke now just tastes like normal Coke to James.
Yes.
What?
How's that for a life hack? Now, was that story more exciting when Ed told it? So I've told it many times on the podcast, and it always gets nothing, and the guests hate it. I thought I would try it this time with Ed telling it. Was it better?
I think because you told him to tell it, I thought there was some element of shame for you.
Yes.
So I was automatically invested in it.
Right, yeah. So it's a bit more like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something's going on here.
Should next time I tell it, should I add a more shameful element to it? Just say, and then he drank Diet Coke again and he immediately shit his pants.
Yeah, I do think if someone gives you permission to tell their story, you have full license.
Yeah.
To oh, really? Clear from the facts.
You can do what they like. Like Tim Burton remaking Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he also, I liked your version of it, Ed. It was nice, but I would say, just as some feedback.
Sure.
You missed out. You weren't as precise and specific about some details. Like you said, like James has cut out all caffeine, but you didn't say like it was like how long ago it was. It's 2013. I usually pinpoint it.
Mm. No, and I definitely made it less boring.
It was 5 years later.
Yeah.
You said some years went by. It was 5 years That's later, just, and then I started drinking.
Because I bring sort of a natural element to the storytelling.
Sure.
You know, people don't care about dates and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm more of an anecdotalist than James, and he's more of a sort of science guy.
Okay.
Aparna, would you like to have a turn at telling the story? I know you've heard it once.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can have your
own twist to it. I can try. Yeah. Okay. So, James, you stopped drinking caffeine at a time in your life when you really didn't want to be awake.
Yes.
And then 5 years later, all of your relationships started falling apart. Professionally, you were off track. So, you decided you had to add some caffeine back to the mix and you went for Diet Coke. The regular Coke was there for you, but you couldn't handle the impact. Yes. Regular Coke at that point because you were weak from the lack of caffeine. And so now Diet Coke gives you the same kick from regular Coke. And at this point, a regular Coke might in fact kill you.
Yes.
Great.
That was the best anyone's ever told. Quite easily the best has ever been told.
Brilliant. Loved it.
Next time I tell it, I'm going to add some of those lines in there.
About your relationship falling apart.
Yeah, funny
stuff.
Lines.
Yeah.
Adds depth to it. I was more invested in the story.
Yeah.
Maybe because of what, yeah, you live in LA. You're already plugged into, like, what do people actually want to hear?
Yeah.
Story what's to get, trending?
To make people care about the character. His relationships fell apart.
Yeah.
And he was too weak at that point.
Right.
I was much better. I was more invested in that. It felt like a pretty powerful story.
Is that how you'd pitch it to a studio, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Would you want James in the room when you were pitching that to the studio? Would you want?
I would bring him in at the end to say, and now, if you believe it, you can meet the man I was talking about.
Yeah.
And he walks in drinking a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for this regular Coke. What? Aparna? I thought this was regular Coke. That's what I was drinking. Pop it up, sort of bread. Poppadoms or bread? Aparna, poppadoms or bread?
See, I'm ready because I listened.
Yeah.
Bread.
Didn't scare you proper. What bread are we going with?
I want like a crusty bread, but not too tough.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But like warm out of the oven.
Yes. Now, I like that you specified not too tough. Because sometimes trying to rip it apart with your teeth.
And you can't.
You feel everyone looking at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever, this might just be me, but I did eat meat as a child, and I remember sometimes I couldn't chew it small enough.
Yes.
And I would have to, this is probably too much information, I would take it out and put it on my plate, and then I'd be like, I'll come back to it.
And you never did, and that's why you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, that's
so
how
I feel
about meat.
So you'd divide the bread up. And then,
oh, sorry, I was talking about meat.
Oh, this is meat. Yes. Sorry, I thought this was
I was just thinking about tough foods.
Yeah, tough foods.
Oh, yeah, that would be awful. I mean, It's bad enough putting the meat on your plate, but if it was bread, chewing bread for a bit, and then putting the horrible glob.
Bread, I feel like at least once you get it ripped off and in your mouth, it does soften a bit.
It does some of the work itself, right? Yeah. But I love the idea of you going, just like delegating the bits of meat and just being like, I'll get back to you. Don't you go anywhere, bit of meat.
Pre-chewed.
Would you always get back to the meat, or would eventually you get
back
around?
I would try to.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's a really good sign that you definitely should have become a vegetarian.
Anyway, if there's anyone listening who eats meat like that, you got to go veggie ASAP for the sake of everyone around you at meals.
Because, I mean, eating meat is terrible for the environment. We know that now. What's worse for the environment is half eating meat and then putting it back on the plate.
Also, I find it when it's a really tough bread, I'm really self-conscious of everyone looking at me, and I try and get my head down further and further so people can't see my mouth.
Yeah.
And my forehead's pretty much on the table when I'm trying to eat the bread.
That's why it's good to have like an oil to dip it in.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're using the oil not as a flavor thing. You're using it to soften the bread so it slips down easier.
Well, when it's tough, I find sometimes the oil helps. But usually I just want it for flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that, a donut?
In my head?
Yeah.
On my head? Yeah.
Nice.
Now, I can't see what you're referencing, so
yes.
You just suddenly out of nowhere said, what is that, a donut?
And like partner didn't the listeners,
she was just like, on my head?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what's going on. Now think I came in wearing a donut on my head, and it was only referenced at this point.
And only I can see it. Only certain people can see the donut.
Yeah, I had no idea. It just means, it means I'm not sensitive or something. I can't see the donut on a
partner's head. Wearing it like a little hat. A donut on a partner's head. No, it's like a hairpin, right?
It's a hairpin with a donut on it.
It's a donut hairpin.
It's got a little pink donut on it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the bagel head trend in Japan where people would get plastic surgery to make it look like there was a bagel in their forehead?
What?
Okay, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, but if you Google it, it was a thing.
They got surgery.
They got surgery to make it look like there was a bagel under their forehead.
Well, sitting opposite me is the great Benito. He just Googled it. I've never seen him look more horrified in his life. He looks absolutely like he's going to cry.
It's a thing, though.
Why did they do that? Was it like an advertising thing for a bagel chain where they were like, I'm always thinking about bagels?
I don't know. I could never really get an explanation for why it became
so popular. It would look like it was embedded in their foreheads.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. What is that lady doing?
I'm going to walk around and have a little peek.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk around the table, have a little look at my...
It's pretty bad.
That's really bad.
That is horrible.
So what you're doing is like a sort of, you don't have
an
to commit
homage.
As much. Yeah, it's an homage to that, but without the thing is, there's a lot of pictures on the Google image of like three friends together and they've all had it done.
What?
Which is, if they're together, that's fine. But they're going to have to do tasks by themselves at some point. And they're going to lose all of their confidence with that. They're like, oh, God, when I was with my other bagel buddies, it was absolutely fine, and now I'm out in the world.
Who is... Oh, God.
I'm also wondering, where are they now? Because this was, 5 years ago when you were off of caffeine.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they got them removed how you get back to your life.
Do you even get that removed? Do you have a big scar in your head?
Or, like, extra skin?
Do you think they can... If they don't want to have it on display, they can push it like under their hair or something and maybe put a hat on. Just further round to the top of their head.
Oof, hopefully.
I would hope so.
Yeah. One of those monsters on Sesame Street when they press the top of their head and go, ding! Yeah, that one. Those ones.
Push it up like a little pillbox hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a parnet.
I'm so sorry.
I can't believe you just brought that into our lives.
I'm so sorry.
For your bread, you'd like a head bagel?
Is this what you want? You want to eat it in your own head?
I just want the bread.
You want it warm with some oil to dip it in?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's really knocked you, hasn't it, James?
I know. I really put a...
That was horrific. Wow.
I love stuff like that.
Put a dent in
things. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me I like too. That. I like to know that now because I can see how it's affected you.
Yeah.
And it'll affect a lot of people out there. And that's the sort of thing, like, in a social situation, like a partner did, I'm going to say, like, did you hear about the bagel head trend in Japan?
Yeah.
Let me show you a picture.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, if there's ever, like, a conversation you're having that's flagging.
Yeah.
You can bring that up. Is that what you were doing? Hold on a second.
Was this flagging now?
But who knows? Maybe it was not that popular. Maybe it was like six people and they all just took a lot of photos.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that's all it would take, right? Yeah. I mean, I can't really see it catching on. But then if it's six people, how do you become the first person to do
it? I don't know.
I think it's you and someone else have got to do it at the same time, right? There's not one. There's not one trendsetter being like, people are going to follow in my footsteps here.
Yeah, I'm going to put a bagel in my forehead.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, we'll be getting the whole deli counter in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole face looks like that. What's that painting when there's a guy's face made up of fruit and vegetables?
Oh, I know what you mean.
The harvest one.
Yes, yeah.
We're going to look like that soon. Yeah. That's what we'll be walking around like in the future.
Aparna, if you had to have one foodstuff beneath your skin, what would it be?
Good question and good sound to respond to the question.
And people can see the shape.
Well, yeah, because it would be mostly other people looking at it.
Yeah.
So what would be the least upsetting thing to put under there? Definitely not like a banana.
Mm. Banana was my first thought for what I would have.
Yeah, huh. No prices for guessing where I'd have it as well.
So you can put a banana up my...
huh?
It has to be on the face. Because it's visible.
Oh, it has to be on the face. That's
is
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought you were trying to do yourself some favors. No.
Maybe a small chocolate chip just near my hairline.
Just a single chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Near your hairline.
Yeah, you've done well there. Actually, you've found a loophole.
I didn't think they had to be on your face.
Oh, I thought
my answer was set up, ready to go.
What was it?
Dorito on my back, so I look like a shark. We come to your starter, Aparna.
My starter. I decided to go with scallion pancakes.
Aha.
Chinese food appetizer.
Lovely.
Are those an appetizer?
I don't think
Chinese
they are.
Food?
I don't think I've had them. I'm thinking scallion pancakes, I'm almost thinking of, it's Japanese, but okonomiyaki stuff. But that's cabbage. That's cabbage, right?
But and also, I've had kimchi pancakes in Korean cuisine as well. But I guess there's sort of, you know. There's within all world cuisine, there's shared things. Yeah. There's, and there's always a pancake knocking around.
Yeah.
That's
rightly so.
Now, scallions, are they spring onions?
Yeah.
Are they the exact
same? That's what we call them. But yeah,
I think they're the same thing.
Yeah, I think so. No. I like the word scallions more in that case.
Because it makes you sound like a pirate, right?
Makes it sound like a pirate. And also, you know, there's all the onions. I think the spring onions is just not adding anything. It doesn't make it feel like its own thing as much.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think call it scallions is more fun. I prefer that.
Yeah, okay.
If you're asking.
So you'd have these with a Chinese meal, you'd get these.
They're just like crispy and oily.
Crispy and oily?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've already established that you'd love them then, if they're covered in oil.
They're covered in oil? I would absolutely love them. That's the point.
Down.
And if they're sold next to a tube station, even better.
Are they spicy?
No.
Not at all?
Mm-mm. Just like a little doughy.
Little doughy?
Mm-hmm.
Just a nice way to start the meal? Get the jaw going?
Oh, so hold on. Is it like proper pancakes with scallions in them? Or is it completely made of scallions?
Pancakes with scallions in them.
Why would it be completely made of scallions? Wouldn't that just be a scallion?
Well, like the konomiyaki pancakes, they just haven't got any.
Oh, that's
They're
true.
Just completely made of cabbage and stuff and with some noodles in it and things like that.
No,
they haven't got pancake fat.
They've got egg in them though, right?
I don't know, maybe.
This is a very James Acaster thing to go into a discussion with full authority and immediately back down when confronted by a fact.
Yeah.
Like he's not, but he's never been bothered all along. Yeah, I don't know, maybe you're the one who started this whole conversation anyway.
I didn't want to talk about scallions.
It's a very light way to start the meal as well.
It is, yeah. But I don't know, they're kind of oily, so maybe they're a little bit rich.
A little bit decadent as well. Yeah. I think I always, whenever I get things like that, I always get loads of other stuff as well. So I never appreciate that. So whenever I get Korean food, I'll order everything.
Yeah.
And then I've got like kimchi pancakes and I'll just wolf them down along with about five other things.
Right.
And then, you know, I ate too much, guys.
He has a lot of regret after he's eaten Ed does. Yeah. But he exercises, he looks like a lovely boy, but feels real bad if he eats too much food.
Oh, so full. I'm going to do it tonight and I can't wait.
We're going to have such a big banquet tonight, apparently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
At the Oscars?
Yes.
At the wow. Oscars. At we're going to go and sit in a car outside the Chinese theatre.
Yeah.
And we're going to eat a big bag of food.
Oh, some
of these scallion pancakes.
And we're going to open the back door, and then any stars who are coming out, we're going to say, we're the real Oscars party.
Yeah.
We're the real bag. Winners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at my fin. How many of these pancakes you having, and how big are they?
They're about the size of, like, maybe like a saucer.
Uh-huh.
And then they cut them up into maybe 6 or 8 pieces.
Okay.
So, and then you dip the pieces in, like, a soy type sauce.
Can't go wrong with soy sauce.
Yeah.
There's very few savory things that aren't improved by dipping it in soy.
I've started putting soy on eggs in the morning.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hear me out.
Good.
It's brilliant.
It's the secret he's kept from me.
I'll make an omelette or I'll make scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use some Chinese chili oil with the real crispy bits in it.
Mm.
I'll put a little bit of that on and then dunk a load of soy sauce on the top of it.
Yum.
Oh, I'm in heaven. And immediately, and I mean immediately, every single time, get heartburn.
Really?
What?
Yep. The Chinese chili oil gives me heartburn immediately.
Oh, no.
And at no point do I think, well, I probably shouldn't have this tomorrow. I know that's what's giving me heartburn.
Yeah.
First mouthful, heart's on fire. Well, that's that again.
Yeah, continue to eat it.
Here we are again. Keep on eating it.
Every single time.
It's like your Groundhog Day.
Yeah, a very boring version of Groundhog Day where Bill Murray's been like, ooh. And he just has a Rennie.
My heartburn.
He does the same thing every day as well. Doesn't even learn from it or change it. Same thing every day. Eats the Chinese fire oil or whatever it is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I love eggs, though. I've had scallion pancakes with eggs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a place in Chinatown in New York that makes sandwiches with scallion pancakes.
Oh, what's it called?
Vanessa's Dumpling House.
Yeah.
Oh, Vanessa. Vanessa is doing sterling work out there.
I'll tell you what. Put someone's name like that at the top of a restaurant, I'm more likely to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Or nod at it, at least.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
Vanessa's, and like, I don't even know who this Vanessa character is, but yeah, I'm like, okay, this feels like a nice, homely, personal vibe that I'm going to go in there.
A name and a pun, you guys would be all over that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's probably why, you know, my favourite place in America to go and get food is Trader Joe's.
Is a name?
Is that a name and a pun?
No.
Oh.
The pun's for you. The name is for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no pun there.
Yeah, you'd want to be like Traders of the Lost Ark or something.
Right.
That's what you would prefer. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very good, Ed.
Thank you.
Yeah, you would like Traders of the Lost Ark.
I would.
Or they do cowboy bark, don't they?
In
Trader Joe's. So
yeah.
Traders of the Lost Bark.
Yes, very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then someone eating the cowboy bark on the front.
Do you like Trader Joe's?
Hopefully me.
I do. I think they have good, like, the frozen section.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of stuff you can cook easily. That's good.
An absolute nightmare with the frozen section this week because we've got a Trader Joe's on our doorstep here. And,
yeah.
And basically, when these guys booked the accommodation, they did that as a little treat for me. And my favourite thing in Trader Joe's is the frozen banana slices dipped in dark chocolate. And they've twice have been to that Trader Joe's now, and they're not there. They're not there. They've run out.
They're
of
gone?
Them.
Yeah. Oh, well, the banana slices.
They just sold out, and they haven't stocked them back up.
Well, to be fair, we went quite late one night, the night we arrived.
Yeah.
And then first thing the next morning, and James is going, they've not restocked it.
They haven't restocked it.
As if they're restocking every hour because they're like, we've run out of banana slices, bring in another truck.
We need to restock it every morning. Come on, guys, you know, make sure everything's fully stocked for the next raft
they
of customers.
They must be really popular in this neighborhood.
Whenever I walk around Trader Joe's, and I normally do when I come to America, I always think they're taking it for granted. We have nothing as good as that in the UK, Trader Joe's.
You mean all the people?
All the people are walking around like it's a normal supermarket. Oh. Everyone should be walking around rejoicing and singing about how much they love Trader Joe's.
It's always overcrowded, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The ones in New York are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Lines all the way around. But everyone looks sad to be in there. They should be so happy.
You should be singing
that's
Hallelujah.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hallelujah. Sing Hosanna.
I think we're a very good country about taking things for granted.
Yeah,
it's
sure,
one
sure.
of our top qualities.
Yeah. Yeah, you do it very well.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate how good you are at taking things for granted, or do you take it for granted?
What do you think?
I I was in New York in the Trader Joe's, and the queue was really, really, really long. And I've been in this queue for ages, and I was getting round to the front, and there's this old lady. She was so old. And she'd got herself in this. She deliberately got in everyone's blind spot and was slowly, with her trolley, just trying to cut in. And me and this lady who were in front of me saw her trying to do it. And we both kind of exchanged a look, and we're like, yeah, she's not getting past us. And we managed to basically walk in such a way that she couldn't do it, and then everyone else kind of followed the way that we were walking. But what it meant was an old lady got trapped in, like, there was this little corner of where these shelves met, yeah. And she was just there and just couldn't get out. And I don't know. She was, like, there for quite
how
a while.
How old was she?
And she's still there.
Like, one of the oldest people I've ever seen.
So she didn't have time to queue. She's got to get out of there.
Yeah. I should have just let her cut in. But yeah, like,
on with her last minute of life.
But I was really, really excited about getting my banana slices.
I think when I'm really old, I'm going to try to do things like that.
Like cutting the line?
Yeah.
You're going to be that person?
Because they say that old people are invisible to society. Sure. So you got to start trying to take advantage of that.
You saw the old lady. I think...
I saw her. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Old people become visible when they're trying to get in the way of you and your banana slices.
She probably fell in the freezer section, and now she's gonna live forever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jurassic Park.
She's cryogenically frozen.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
She's next to the banana slices.
Yeah. Oh, that would be quite the... I would probably move her out the way to get to the banana slices.
Is there a foodstuff for you, Aparna, that you would happily move an old lady's body out of the way to get?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably multiple food stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love food so much. Probably just even some cheese slices.
Just regular grocery shopping. You'd be like, you're kind of getting in my way now, old lady body.
Why are there so many old ladies in this supermarket?
When you guys go grocery shopping, do you always leave with something you did not intend to buy? I think I do at least 3 to 5 items I didn't
really?
To buy. Yeah.
It depends how hungry I am, and it depends if I'm drunk. The worst sort of shopping to do is if you're a bit tipsy and you're hungry, I think. It's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say I do end up with stuff that normally it's ice cream, and I wasn't intending to buy it.
But also, I think when I go into a supermarket, I'm like, I want to cook this meal or I need to buy basic supplies. When you go into a supermarket, James, you're already, your list is like frozen banana slices covered in chocolate.
Yes.
Chocolate.
Yes.
Ice cream. Anyway, so the extra things you buy, there's
You've
nothing
been looking
left
up my phone. I bumped it. There's a friend of ours called Ellis James, who's a stand-up comic back home. Yeah. And I bumped into him in the supermarket once, and he was laughing his head off while taking a photo of my basket, because I think I had some chocolate milk, some children's cereal, and Into the Spider-Verse on DVD. He's losing his mind.
I cannot believe you drink chocolate milk as an adult.
Yeah, well, it was. I always see it. And I got quite excited when I saw it. There's actually chocolate and banana milk. That's why I bought it.
Whoa.
It was like it was like 2-in-1. Yeah. I thought it was quite an exciting flavour. I can pour that
banana
on the kids' cereal.
Milk.
Yeah, I got the cereal, which is that Rice Krispies cereal, but it's like the Shapes one.
Right.
Where it's like so it's like I got the Shapes one. I was like, I'm going to pour this on
that. You pour the chocolate milk onto the cereal?
That day, that's what I wanted to do. Yeah.
Wow.
I hadn't planned to do that. I just wanted to get into the Spider-Verse.
You eat...
from Sainsbury's.
You eat like you smoke weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And you don't. So I'd imagine you, if you actually smoked weed...
Yes.
It would be a nightmare.
Well, I might go the other way.
Or maybe it's the opposite. Yeah. Right.
Oh, James is making a pak choi stir fry. He must be absolutely mashed.
Yeah. I'm talking about conspiracy theories.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you're up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but yes. My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it. And then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So your main course.
My main course. My first instinct was a vegetable lasagna.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I love lasagna so much.
It's great.
Because it's the most comforting dish out there.
It's so comforting. And to me, it's like a fortress of food. Like the structure is like it feels impenetrable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you get in there.
But you've got the code to get in.
You've got a little code to get into the fortress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel
a vegetable lasagna is great as well. I think I've had, like, my mum does the roast vegetable lasagna that I think is nicer than a meat lasagna.
Yeah.
Well, big claim.
It's absolutely delicious. There's more variety in it because you've got a variety of vegetables, so it's not just the same mince all the way through.
Yeah.
And it's flavoursome.
I think I just love layers in my food.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? There's another layer?
But there's all the layers are the same in a lasagna as well.
Sometimes they alternate. It'll be like cheese, then vegetables. Then cheese, then vegetables.
Also, I mean, you're not discovering new layers with lasagna because you're eating kind of like downward, unless you eat your lasagna crossways.
I think I have eaten it that
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to make it last longer.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. Just the top sheet and then all the cheese. And then
That's a fun way of doing it. You could invent a new lasagna where it's a different thing on every layer and proper surprise and then eat it down and you can have a full meal in there, like a proper Willy Wonka lasagna and end on like chocolate pudding on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Or make the whole thing chocolate pudding.
Just have chocolate pudding.
Yeah, yeah. Different layers of chocolate pudding. Why are they not dessert lasagnas?
I'm sure someone's done a dessert lasagna.
I'm sure someone has.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess there's parfaits.
I guess you need sweet pasta.
Yeah, great. That should be doable, right?
Is there dessert gnocchi? No.
Feels like there should be again.
Yeah, it feels like there should be, and I'm a bit disappointed there's not.
What would you put in a dessert lasagna?
So I would definitely have some marshmallow in there instead of like the cheese.
Yeah.
So I'd have like marshmallow fluff or whatever for those bits.
Yeah, for the bechamel sort of stuff,
Yeah. Well, I'd want maybe like white chocolate sauce for the bechamel.
Okay, yeah.
Not like a white chocolate kind of melted chocolate situation.
It's already the sweetest thing anyone's ever made.
But they would be salted, both of those elements.
You'd throw some salt in. Yeah.
I'd definitely throw some salt in there somewhere with all of this. And then I guess in terms of like instead of the pasta sheets, That's a tough one.
Yeah.
What you'd have instead of that?
Fruit maybe roll like, ups.
Maybe some like like wafers, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like some wafers.
Oh, so it's a crunchy.
Yeah, so there's some crunch going on in there as well.
I'm thinking of tiramisu because that's kind of a layered dessert.
Yeah.
Sort of like a dessert lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe like it's just really the thing is just calling it a dessert lasagna and then everyone would go along with it because otherwise there's a lot of layered desserts.
Yeah. I could totally imagine like coming back to our Airbnb here and finding you eating a full tray of that tonight.
Yeah.
It's Oscar's night.
Yeah, all the walls just covered in chocolate. And oh, it was really difficult, Ed.
Yeah. All right, James, I brought you a spliff. Eat some spinach.
Yeah, I was split between that and a vegetarian thali for, like, Indian food.
Oh, no, what's that?
It's just one of the things they'll have at Indian restaurants where it's, like, instead of ordering one curry, you can just get a bunch of little things all on one plate.
Lovely.
So that you don't have to pick one thing.
It's a good hack for this podcast.
Yeah.
So you don't need to pick one thing. Yeah. You can just have loads of little things.
Yeah.
We could take those little things and layer them all up if you like.
Yes. Yes. That would make it perfect.
It's your ultimate dream.
What would normally come on the tali? What would be?
It'll be like a dal and then like a, you know, like a paneer curry or like spinach and chickpeas or something. And then like a yogurt, like a raita. And then, like, bread and rice and, like, a dessert.
Mm.
Yeah.
Indian cuisine has nailed vegetarian food like no other cuisine, I think.
It's pretty good.
Sri Lankan vegetarian food is excellent as well.
I'm not as familiar with Sri Lankan. But I have been to a place in London that was really good. That was Sri Lankan food.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I forget
the
name.
Was it Hoppers?
Yes, it was Hoppers.
Hoppers is great. James introduced me to Hoppers.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's great.
I've mentioned it on the podcast in the past.
Yeah.
We should learn what the actual, because like the restaurant is called Hoppers, but that's a very anglicised version.
Yes.
Of like,
yeah.
But
Appam.
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 That's the.
Well, the egg Appam is my favourite one.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely.
Oh right, they have a pancake too.
Yeah. Yes, there we go. Another pancake. The global dish.
Pancake.
Wouldn't that? Now there should be a restaurant that does pancakes, but from all over the world.
Yes.
All the different types of pancakes.
Yeah.
From all the different countries, and you can do that.
It's called Pan Global.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't hate it.
you shouldn't. You'd nod at that. Come on.
I would.
Nod at that.
It's called Tony's Pan Global.
Yeah. Hello, Tony. He knows his pancakes that Tony does. He's a good guy.
Actually, there's International House of Pancakes here. It's really not living up to its potential because it should be that, but it's not at all.
It's just a straight up American pancake place, right?
With like different globs of fruit on it.
Yeah.
The Great Benito loves pancakes, and we've not had any pancakes yet since we've been in America. Where should we go?
Oh my gosh, you have to go to this place called Breakfast by Salt's Cure.
Yeah.
It's here in LA, and they serve this thing called griddle cakes. Uh-huh. And they're like pancakes, but they're a lot thinner, and they're so good. I can't even. I'm not even afraid you won't love them because you.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the strongest recommendation I've ever had.
I think I've been to Salt's Cure. They've got a restaurant called Salt's Cure,
yeah, so
right?
This is like a breakfast outpost that they opened up.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Just their breakfast. Yeah.
Oh, we are 100% going there tomorrow.
Yeah. That's how we're starting our day.
Yeah.
You will love it.
Last time I went to Salt's Cure, I had that's when I had head cheese, which I've talked about on the podcast
what
before.
Is head cheese?
It's all the bits of like a cow's head that they all mash up into like a pate.
Mm.
Why is it called cheese?
Because it's just a slice of mass.
I thought head cheese is when you get a slice of cheese implanted into your head.
It goes so well with a head bagel.
Yeah.
That's like a love story waiting to be told. Yeah.
They see each other from across the room.
And then the head salmon guy turns up and it's a thruple.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I've forgotten what your main course is.
Are we going with the lasagna or the...
Go with the lasagna because that was my first instinct.
Okay, great.
Is it from a particular place? Is it from anywhere in particular? Or is there somewhere that does it the best?
I feel like I've had a lot of good ones. Actually, the one at Trader Joe's is not bad.
Oh, yeah.
First shout out on a menu for TJ's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Really? First.
Yeah, it's never made a menu before. I mean, I've bought it up multiple times on the podcast.
They have really good snacks, too.
The snacks. I will be going home with, I mean, annoying. I think I've overpacked my suitcase. I'm considering leaving my own clothes in America. So I've got room for and you can see there's a pack of them up there, the dark chocolate almonds with turbinado sugar.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah. Are the best things in the world, so I need to take home minimum four boxes of those. So I think I'm going to leave a jumper, two shirts, and a pair of trousers.
And Benito.
And Benito. And Benito,
or
I'll be taking...
Or just fill those clothes with that food and try to take it as another passenger.
Yeah, yeah. Like a Weekend at Bernie's thing, but with almonds. Yeah.
My friend's not feeling very well.
Hello. He is clearly made of dark chocolate-covered almonds, so. How dare you. Your side dish for the lasagna.
My side dish. I had trouble with this one, too. I think I said... fried plantains.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I love fried plantains.
Yeah, delicious.
It's almost a perfect bridging side dish into a dessert as well because they are so sweet.
Yes. Yeah. I think technically they could be considered a dessert, but I had other ideas for dessert.
Yeah, you could smack some ice cream on those.
I think I've had that. I think I've had that on holiday. It was just
so good.
Flambéed plantains with vanilla ice cream. It's so delicious. Ugh. I think I came to plantain quite late in life. I think I'd always walk past them at in markets. And you see them and you're like, what the hell is up with that banana?
Sure.
You couldn't eat a plantain like a banana, could you?
I don't think so. I think they're tougher.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You couldn't peel them and the ultimate energy boost was eating a whole plantain raw. You couldn't freeze a plantain and dip it in chocolate, or could you?
It's a good question.
Yeah, would you dip a plantain in chocolate or in cheese?
If fried, I'd dip it in chocolate. Definitely. I think I'd rather have it with chocolate than cheese for the sweetness.
Yeah.
But you could dip one half in chocolate and one half in cheese.
And then compare?
And then go cheese... down first, and then you're straight into the next course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my mum went on a Spanish exchange trip to Spain. Yeah. And every day she put on loads of weight because every day she ate the same thing. They gave her a baguette, and it had, in one half it had chorizo, and in the other half it had chocolate. And you just eat the chorizo end first, and then just keep going, and then you have the chocolate bit.
Oh, Ed, I'm going to have to correct you on your pronunciation there. It's chocolate.
So sorry for any Spanish listeners. Chocolate.
No worries, Ed. No worries. Okay. She went on this exchange. Did she come back and a Spanish lady came back and just ate some very disappointing food in England?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Put on no weight whatsoever.
Although my grandma used to cook this thing called bacon pudding as well. It was just like a dumpling thing, which was like suet. Pudding and it just had loads of bacon and fat in it.
Wow.
Sometimes British food can be delicious.
Huh. Yeah. If disgraceful.
Yeah.
what does something have to be called a pudding?
Interesting. Because it wasn't sweet at all.
Right.
But I guess it was made in a pudding dish.
Okay.
So I guess that it's probably the dish rather than the actual taste of it.
And obviously in the UK we call desserts puddings, whatever they are.
Yeah.
So it confuses it even more. If I think of that kind of suet-y kind of pudding and a Yorkshire pudding for this on the savoury sides, they're both quite, quite plump.
Plump.
Fatty.
Hmm.
Do you think it's a plump thing?
Plump and fatty.
Yeah.
And they got kind of a cakey kind of vibe without being a cake.
Oh.
You know?
It's also a lovely nickname for someone, I think.
Pudding.
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 Yeah. Hey, little pudding.
Yeah.
So you got the fried plantain on the side.
Oh, yes. On the side.
Is there anything with it?
I find them satisfying on their own, but I think you're right. They're good with ice cream or
obviously my dream is to get someone to have ice cream as their side. One day I'll achieve that on the podcast. I'll try to talk you into the dessert lasagna for Maine.
Yeah.
Ice cream on the side.
Yeah. Oh God.
I don't know what else would be good with plantains. Maybe like a nut, a toasted nut.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We could throw a toasted nut on there for you if you want.
Yeah. Sure.
What sort of nut would you like toasted?
Hazelnuts.
Sure. I feel like I've pushed you into that though, partner.
I suddenly blanked on other kinds of nuts. I don't think peanuts would work. I think maybe I don't think almonds either would work.
We always like to ask people what their favorite nuts are on this podcast.
I think my favorite is cashew.
Yeah.
By itself, I really like it.
Maybe
I really like peanut butter.
Yeah.
But peanuts by themselves, I don't know. I like a peanut sauce too.
Uh-huh.
But then peanuts as is, I'm not
they don't offer anything to you.
About. No. Yeah.
That's the shame. That's the shame about the peanut, really. Yeah. Probably really down on itself that it's like I it has know. To do all this fancy stuff to appeal to people.
Yeah.
And it's just sat there going, why can't you just take me as I am?
Yeah. I like them dry roasted.
Yeah, dry roasted
peanuts.
Oh, that's
peanuts. True.
That's a revelation.
Those are very good.
Yeah.
First time I had dry roasted peanuts. I mean, I was a kid, but I went, I'm not going to say nuts. I went crazy.
You've already used Hog Wild already.
I've already used Hog Wild. Yeah. I can't say Hog Wild again, but like, I absolutely, yeah, I was singing its praises.
The thing with nuts is sometimes they get presented to you as a healthy snack.
Yes.
And then you find out how much fat and calories are in nuts. And that's a real letdown, I think. I used to do, like, on the way back from gigs, like as a driving snack, I could do a big bag of dry roasted peanuts and be like, whoa, there's no sugar in these. These are carb-free. And then you're basically eating 1,000 calories from a bag.
Yeah.
I was in a writing room for a show last year, and they would have a lot of nuts for snacks. Mm. And this one writer said when he had too many nuts, he got this thing called nut belly.
Yeah, that must be
difficult. It's like a very specific kind of fullness from eating nuts. Yeah.
I mean, now, because of our conversations we've had so far this podcast, I'm now imagining it looks like he's got loads of nuts implanted into his belly, and they're all, like, in those different shapes. Oh, man, I got a bad case of nut belly. Looks so gross.
That sounds so, like American writers' rooms sound like they're just a snack heaven, right?
They are, yeah. There's a lot of snacks.
What sort of things, apart from nuts?
Actually, this writer's room, it was all Trader Joe's snacks, because that's where they seem to get
me
them.
On that show. I've got loads of ideas for writing. Get me in.
You wouldn't write anything.
I know.
What's the genre?
Well, it was a workplace comedy.
Workplace comedy? Yeah, okay. I've got loads of ideas. there's a frapple.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They don't get on all the time.
And then
now I'm reaching for the dark chocolate covered honey grahams.
That would be day one. Yeah. You'd come in and go, right, here's my three ideas. Let's snack.
Bap, bap, bap in my mouth. Lovely side dish there. And now for your drink.
My drink. I was split again between a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
And like a vodka with a pickle juice.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Pickle juice vodka.
No one has ever said a vodka with pickle juice.
No.
So we're going to need to discuss that for a while, I'd say.
I don't know. I guess it's probably a kind of martini, but I've only had it at one bar in New York. But they make it, it's like, you know those banana peppers? The like sort of more neon green peppers. It's like a vodka with the juice from that.
So is it a spicy
it's like
vodka?
A more salty, spicy.
And it's all in the same glass. It isn't like a side of pickle juice that you do as a shot. This is like all there.
One, yeah.
What's this bar called?
I don't remember.
A partner it's doesn't like a remember Brooklyn the names venue. Of places.
I don't.
Sure. Unless it was a pun, you were never going to remember that.
I wasn't going to remember it.
Now, that's good for the great Benito, because he has to update the website with the names of all the restaurants that have been mentioned.
Oh.
And because you've not remembered any, this is going to be an easy day at work for him. So yeah. He's very, very
he's
grateful
very
for that.
Happy.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, no one's mentioned, you know, Silk Road in Camberwell is probably one of the best Chinese restaurants near where I live. I'll probably recommend that. But no, that's not been said in the episode. Yeah. That's okay. That won't end up on there, will it? Kebab Kid. You loved Kebab Kid, didn't you?
Kebab Kid used to live near there, yeah.
That was where was that again, Ed?
Parsons Green.
Kebab Kid in Parsons Green. Yeah. Some of the best kebabs around. Yeah, really. We've all talked about
that
before.
I said Vanessa's Dumpling House.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we talked about Vanessa's Dumpling House.
Twice.
That's great.
We'll have that on there twice because the partner's mentioned it as well.
Yeah. what was the kebabs that up north in I Am Donna in Harrogate. Some of the best. They're probably the best kebabs I've ever
pudding
had.
Prison,
gourmet kebabs.
HMS pudding.
Yeah, the pudding prison. Remember that. Very, very important. So we arrive at your dessert.
My dessert. I went with chocolate lava cakes.
Oh, my God.
Has that been picked before?
Yeah. I'm like sure. A million times.
I'm sure.
People love them.
Here,
it's
especially.
So good.
Especially here. You're all you Americans. You're just honking down on those chocolate lava cakes. You love them.
You really do love them.
We love them.
But what you've said, which James will really appreciate, is you've said chocolate lava cakes. No one else has pluralized it.
Yes. What? Emma's like, I'll have a chocolate lava cake. You have pluralized it, which is great. And do you know what? Because you've done that, I'm going to take all those chocolate lava cakes from the other guests we've had and give them to you.
Thank you.
And now they don't get a dessert. All those people who came in before who ordered the chocolate lava cake, guess what? That didn't happen for you.
Yeah, so sorry.
Because you had no imagination.
I think it really combines liquid and solid in a great way.
Yes.
Because really, whenever I have a solid dessert, I want it to be mostly falling apart.
Yeah.
Yes, that's important.
Yeah.
It's like a surprise fondue, really.
Yeah, it is.
You've reversed fondue almost. The fondue's on the inside.
Yeah. For New Year's, my boyfriend and I made them, and they're harder than they look. I mean, they're easy. It's not a lot of steps, but it's the flipping it at the end.
Yeah.
Because you flip it out of the little container it's in, and if it's not done, it's a mess.
It's just the liquid. It's all lava and no volcano.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a show called MasterChef in the UK that's normally people's fall down is they try and make a chocolate lava cake. Because if it's wrong, it's really wrong.
Yeah.
Either too liquidy or you cut into it and then it's just a chocolate sponge, which is a disaster. You don't want that.
Oh, no.
I would want to get the plantain involved in it.
Oh.
Maybe take that over, drag a plantain through that fondant sauce.
Yeah.
So are we, for a partner's meal, are we leaving the plantains on the table in between? We're taking everything else away and then bringing the dessert and the plantains. It's still hanging around. You don't have to do anything with them.
No,
but, you know,
they're there.
You can double the serving of the plantain so that you can use it in your dessert if you want to.
Yeah.
You're dipping it in like a fondue. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Dipping it in there. Having a nice
Would you like time. Any ice cream or anything with it?
I'll take a scoop of ice cream.
Like a vanilla?
Yeah, I feel like with those, they're so rich that you don't really need to... spice them up anymore.
Yeah.
I think vanilla would be enough to...
Oh, yeah. I'd probably choose another flavour of ice cream to go with.
What would you choose?
You absolutely would. Of course you would. I know you. Of course you'd choose like the most...
Maybe a pistachio.
Well, I've already thought that.
Yeah, the pistachio would be great.
Mint would be quite nice with it, actually. I've already thought.
Now you're adding things. James took me for an ice cream when we were in New York.
Yeah.
And... it was so rich. It had so many things in it that it was almost like a big bag of candy just that someone had poured some cream into.
Yes, but this little boy ate every bite, didn't you? You ate every little bite, didn't you?
Ample Hills?
Yes.
Yes, it was Ample Hills. Yes.
It had chocolate-covered potato chips in it.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
Church. My church.
It was like being inside your mind, quite frankly.
Yeah.
It's exactly the sort of thing you would have designed that ice cream, I think.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. I had such a good trip there this time with my buddy Ed. It was so nice taking him there and introducing him to Ample Hills. But also I had two of the more kind of salty ice creams.
Non-sweet ones? Well, they're still sweet.
But like it's like a salty, there's this salted caramel one. Oh, no, it's the cops. Sometimes when I talk about desserts too much, they send the cops. Oh, I'm going to put in prison. I'm going to put in prison again. But luckily the bars are made of chocolate. And I'll eat my way out of that put in prison with a spoon.
No one stays in pudding prison for very long.
No. They go, fair enough. He really wanted that chocolate bad.
But what you would do in pudding prison, if it was all made of chocolate, you wouldn't escape straight away, would you? You'd eat the whole prison and then you'd leave.
I'd gradually eat my way out. I'd eat different things first, probably. And it shames me to say this, I'd start with the toilet.
Yeah.
What would the toilet be made out of?
Chocolate, and I'd eat it because I wouldn't want to pee in it and ruin it.
Right, right.
It would make me feel bad.
Yeah, okay.
So I'd eat
but other people have peed in it, right?
What I can't see doesn't hurt me. So, we read your order back to you now and see how you feel about it. You had sparkling water at the top. Mm-hmm. Then you had some warm, crusty bread, hot, not too tough, with some oil. Starter, scallion pancakes with soy sauce. Vegetable lasagna as your main, with a side of fried plantains, and the drink you wanted vodka with pickle juice, and dessert, chocolate lava cakes.
Yes, please.
Plural, please. With vanilla ice cream. Feel good about that?
I do.
Does sound pretty nice.
It does.
I'd say the thing on that menu that I want to try the most is the drink, the vodka and pickle juice.
I tell you why I like that where it came, because you've got the side of the plantain, quite sweet. You've got a very sweet dessert. the spicy vodka is going to cut right through that.
Yeah.
And you've paired that perfectly.
Like, you've made a very good menu there.
Yeah.
Thank Delicious. You.
Are you eating this with the old lady from Trader Joe's?
I am. And then we're going to get lava cakes implanted under our forehead.
So this oozes out.
Yeah. Just one rough touch to that. It just goes...
just oozes over your, over your nose.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I should have picked
back
it
back to the hospital. Hello. Yes, it happened again. I need you to put the fondant back in my head.
Redone every week.
Thank you very much for coming to the Dream
Thank
Restaurant,
Thank you
for Anna.
Having me.
And there we are, the off-menu menu of Aparna Nancherla.
Excellent menu and excellent storytelling as well. The story of the Diet Coke I very much enjoyed.
Yes, she really took your story and ran with it.
Yes, I haven't heard it before from someone else, and it was very nice to hear.
Do you not hear it when you say it out loud?
Yes, but it's one of those things, like Kanye West always says, like his one regret is that he'll never get to see himself perform live. And I, with the Diet Coke story, I never really get to experience it properly, you know?
Yeah.
It was nice to be able to hear it.
But she did it way better, you know?
I don't know. I think mine's a fan favourite. People like it a lot.
It's not a fan favourite.
Benito just... likes it. He always keeps it in the edit. Always makes the edit, doesn't it?
Well, thank you very much, Aparna, for coming in. Aparna is a brilliant stand-up comic, writer and actor. You can see her work on The Stand-Ups on Netflix. I would highly recommend that set. It is very, very funny. And also, you can check her out on Twitter on @Aparnapkin.
I'm not on Twitter anymore, but you tell me she's excellent on Twitter.
Yeah, she's very good on Twitter. She's a very good joke writer. But look, check out all her stuff anyway. Thank you very much, Aparna, for coming in. She did not say mead, thank God.
Congratulations for not saying mead, Aparna. I probably would have flipped out because I've heard Ed saying mead so often this week.
A honeyed wine for you, sir.
Yep, there he is. A honeyed wine for me, sir.
I'm not going to do the knight anymore.
No?
No, I don't think he's appreciated.
Oh, have you only just figured that out?
Yeah.
Yeah, not appreciated.
I'm going to go away. I'm going to work on the character.
Yeah, yeah. Just like I did with my Diet Coke story. I honed it, and it gets better every time.
Check out our socials, @OffMenuOfficial, on Insta and Twitter, and also the website, offmenupodcast.co.uk. Go on that. Check out the list of restaurants. Go, if you use iTunes, why not give us a 5-star review? Write a couple of nice lines about it. Subscribe, obviously, if you're not subscribed.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it up there. Keep it out there in the world. Love you so much. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
there's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.